107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. This is great news. Our dream team is back. It's Rebecca Northern, Kevin Kruskiewicz, or Krusty online. Yeah. It's Spontaneous Theater presenting a Christmas show that kicks off this Friday. We are so excited. Kevin and Rebecca are here. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I've never been called a dream team in my life.
No, well, me neither. No, I have, just not when you're
maybe
on my
sarcastic.
Team. Yeah, and sarcastically. What? Oh, I'm teasing you too early.
So we're going to talk about this upcoming show. First off, Rebecca, my gosh, congratulations on Goblins Oedipus. That
what
was absolutely amazing. You did, behind the scenes, of course, just a fantastic run and
thanks.
Great crowd, great reviews. And I don't know if that one prop's going to turn up in the show or not. But
no, that one prop? No.
But again, a great run with this show for you. Goblins Oedipus. And Kevin, you were working with Rebecca in the summertime with Here For Now Theater.
Yes, that's right. We Rebecca wrote a show and then I directed
Kevin
it.
Kevin made it better.
Yeah, we opened the new space at the Here For Now Theater, which is a beautiful little theater. If you haven't been, get down there and see it. Yeah, and Rebecca's show, Stick Around, was the very first show, the inaugural show of the new space.
Fantastic. And they had just a great summer run and now an extended season with Here For Now Theater, which is great. All right, well, let's talk about Spontaneous Theater. We've got a Christmas show that kicks off this Friday.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
I feel rusty.
I haven't done anything.
Don't come this Friday because we'll just be warming
rusty
up.
Rusty Finnegan,
not true. Anything can happen this Friday.
Yeah.
So tell
we're
us
back.
About the show.
We're back at Birch and Wine. I think I'm saying it correctly this season. Just doing our improv shows, although we may have a couple of secret surprise guests coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're not a secret to us.
We're going to keep it a secret to everyone else because they're improvisers, they might not show up. So we don't want to make any promises, but it's possible that
it's
they'll be friends.
It's very possible that there could be some really surprising people.
And it's improv comedy. Is it fair to say anything goes with this, or is there a structure to this, or a loose structure? How does it work?
Well, I mean, we can dive deep into it. Sometimes there's something we call format, which is a sort of basic shape of
loose
how we
structure.
A loose structure of how we start, a place to start, and then from there, really, it's just what happens to be in our brain that day.
Because sometimes I will play a piece of music to inspire Kevin.
Okay. And do you take suggestions from the audience? Is it fairly interactive that way? Or
sometimes
the audience decides on what you're going to be doing?
No, I mean,
we don't care what they want.
We don't
we
want
do what,
tell
we
them
do
to
what
shut
we
up.
Want.
Sit there and shut up.
You will enjoy
you
this
enjoy
improv.
Keep your mouth shut. No, sometimes, some formats, we do ask
they
for
are
suggestions.
Friends.
But we haven't in the last run, we didn't. We did a format where we were just purely
Music.
We were using music to inspire us, and then we wove all those scenes into one cohesive narrative.
Yeah.
Were they cohesive narratives?
As cohesive as we can get.
Yeah.
The other thing is it fair to say, Kevin, is it fair to say that Act One is free?
Yeah, Act One is free. And then at intermission, we'll come around and collect money. So here's the trick.
We're so lazy about
we're so lazy about it. So here's the you can come and you can watch half an improv show for free. Yeah. And we'll let you leave if you don't enjoy yourself. But if you do want to stay, then you got
to
pay.
You have to pay to stay.
Now, there's a guarantee right there because you will love it. You will love this show. It's just $20. Again, cash at the door. And we should remind folks, it's no reservations. You just show up, that sort of
just
thing.
Just show up to Birch and Wine.
It is old school.
245 Downey Street.
Plus, we should say the last time we were here, there was a table of ladies in their 70s. Mm-hmm. There were six of them, and they showed up at 4:30 p.m.
Sure, yeah.
That's how badly they wanted to choose their 7 p.m. show. 7 p.m. show. That's how badly they wanted to reserve their tables. So, they came for tea, then they had dinner, then they moved on to drinks and snacks.
Yeah.
And they passed out. And then we did improv.
And then we did improv around them.
No. Again, let's talk about the title of this show. It's got a Christmas theme, obviously. I think that's fairly.
Kevin picked
this
title.
I love the poster. The poster is fantastic.
It's a great poster. I picked it. Often when Rebecca is about to go to print with the posters, she'll text me often late at night in what I can feel is a panic through the text going, what do we call this?
Got to come up with a title.
Because it has to be in like 7 minutes.
Yes,
and then I come up with three or four of the stupidest titles I can think of.
They're pretty good.
And then, so this year we decided on Giggle Bells.
Giggle Bells.
It's perfect.
It's pretty good. And for those of you who can't see the poster on the radio, It's Kevin and I, kind of as bobbleheads. We have giant heads anyway.
We have giant heads.
In a sleigh.
Just noggin and slaying.
Noggin and slaying.
And that dog is working overtime.
That dog is working overtime. That tiny cute dog.
So I think, is there fair to say a lot of Christmas music or Christmas themes, or again?
Maybe we'll save Christmas music for the December shows.
The December portion of that.
Because we're doing Friday nights in November, and then in December we do a week of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we take a week off, and then we come back Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's fantastic. So it's a lot of shows coming up. So it's November 7th, 14th, and 21st. Again, these are 7 p.m. shows. And then in December, Wednesday through Friday, that's the 3rd to the 5th, and then Wednesday through Friday, 17th to the 19th. So a lot of shows coming up. That is awesome.
Yeah,
that's
great. Yeah, we're pretty
excited
about it. Yeah, and the response has been great. We've had, you know, we've sort of built a bit of a following, and every show seems to have some new people added, which is really exciting.
And regulars. Comedy by locals, for locals.
Yeah.
A couple of times we've had people from out of town, and we
asked them to leave.
We asked them to go.
Get out of here.
Just for the locals. Well, again, get there early because it's no reservations. All happening at Birch and Wine at 245 Downey Street. It's $20 cash at the door. You will have just a fun time out. I've known so many folks that have checked out this run of shows, and they absolutely love it. And the great thing is, because it's improv, you can come a number of nights. It's never going to be the same show twice, ever.
No, it'll never be the same because we can't remember what we just did. So we have to keep making new stuff up.
Yeah, where are we right now?
I don't know.
We're on the radio. We're promoting Jiggle Bells.
Jiggle Bells. I like Jiggle
I mean, it
bells.
Is also oh, that. Wow. Jiggle Bells is also pretty good.
Yeah.
Giggle Bells.
Let's see if we can change a letter in the second word.
Let's not. Rebecca's face. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, before I let you go, I'll put you on the spot. Kevin, tell me something about Rebecca that folks don't know.
She's 6'2".
Okay. Rebecca, about Kevin.
Kevin's 4'1".
Yeah. Made for comedy.
And they're a dream team. There you go. The dynamic duo is back. Do check out the Christmas show. It kicks off this Friday and runs through November and in December as well. We'll share the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. Kevin Kerskowich and Rebecca Northern, get in on the fun.
Please come.
Please, God, please come.
Thanks.